August the 1st, 2018. Happy Wednesday. Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief number 51. What are you willing to do to survive or to grow great? Werner Herzog, he plays this terrific villain in the movie Jack Reacher. You seen this movie? His character survived a Siberian prison camp because he was willing to do what others weren't. I'm going to play for you a 2-minute and 34-second clip. Just in case you're not familiar with the scene, I want you to listen very closely because this is important.
I made a mistake. I mean, you can still use me. Just tell me how
to survive. Don't say fix it because you can't. We covered up the one mess. You made another.
All right, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. Just tell me what I have to do.
I was in prison in Siberia. I spent my first winter wearing a dead man's coat. A hole in one pocket. I'd chewed these fingers off before the frostbite could turn to gangrene. These I gave up to avoid working in the sulfur mine. That is how I survived when so many others did not. A man this rare can always be of use. So show me. Show me you are rare. Show me you'll do anything to survive.
I don't understand.
The fingers from your left hand.
You got a knife?
Did I have a knife in Siberia?
No. Come on, you gotta be kidding.
You can do it. Show me.
I can't!
Always the bullet. I don't understand.
Business survival is largely based on determination. Are you rare? It's why you hear me regularly encourage you with an optimistic statement. You'll figure it out. And you will if you're dedicated to the effort. Not everybody is. No, this isn't about your willingness to chew off your fingers, but it is about doing what you can to successfully face your fears. That may be one reason why many of us are pretty good at helping other people with their challenges. We can clearly see how somebody else can be stuck. We might even have great suggestions on ways that they can become unstuck. But we can look at ourselves and we're stymied. Fear isn't part of our awareness about what others can do to conquer their problems. It's a major player, though, in our own problems. And this is why our willingness to help each other is critical. And it's why I'm so vested in this passion to launch the Peer Advantage, to put people together so that we can take advantage of the outside perspectives of other people who don't have the fear that we have. They help us. They can help us as long as we're willing to do what we need to do to survive and to thrive. It helps to have a fearless perspective. Think harder about this scene that you've just listened to from Jack Reacher. And I'm embedding the video over the website, growgreat.com. Just find episode 51. The guy seemingly can avoid being shot and killed if he's willing to do something unthinkable. The villain doesn't understand it. Your fingers for your life seems like an easy choice for him because in a Siberian prison camp, that's the choice he made. Well, it seems understandable. It seems easy when you're not the one with the gun to your head. Desperation works. Some years ago, I recalled an event with my daughter, who was at the time about 3 years old. She's a grown mother of two herself today. I entitled it, How to Market Like You've Lost Your Daughter in the Mall. The point of that episode, and it was a video and a podcast, and there's a link in the show notes to it, but the point of that is really not much different than today's point. When one fear is greater than another, we tend to take action. And that's what makes this Jack Reacher scene so disturbing and so powerful. But we can all likely relate because the man is facing two terrible, fear-filled outcomes. Chewing off his own fingers, being shot in the head. And I'm sure he's wishing there's some third, less gruesome choice. But he's not offered one. And sometimes in our business and in our life, we're not offered a more appealing choice either. We're offered a couple of choices, and neither of them seems terribly appealing. When I lost my daughter in the mall, the fear of losing her overrode everything else. I went completely blind to everything else. That moment of desperation created panic. That panic drove me to not lose my mind, but it drove me to act with great intent, with great purpose, and without any give a care what anybody thought. I didn't care what anybody might be saying. I didn't care about anything else. I simply lost every bit of fear that I may have otherwise had because of a greater fear, the fear of not finding my little girl. Do a mental exercise, if you're brave enough. The Jack Reacher villain, he is confronting you about the thing that you need to do, but you're afraid. I don't know what it is, but you do. Think of that one thing right now, the thing that you most need to accomplish, but for some reason, you're delaying, you're halting, you're hesitating. You're afraid. And maybe you have no idea why you're afraid. You don't even know what it is you're afraid of. You just don't want to do it. You dread it. You got it? You thinking about it? Now you've got this awful man with a scary accent challenging you to do it. And he's asking you, what are you willing to do to survive? And by his side stands another man holding a pistol, poised to fire the moment the boss says. It's a moment of truth for you. What are you going to do? This is where I'm going to turn the mirror on myself, true confession time. As I watched this little clip after watching it, the entire movie on TV the other night, I thought about myself and my current big business goal. My big business goal of forming two groups of seven SMB entrepreneurs. And within seconds, I just scribbled down on paper. I'm sitting here looking at the piece of paper right now. And here's what I wrote. 14 days to seven people. Enrolling seven small to medium-sized business owners within 14 days. It seems like chewing your fingers off for me. It seems unreasonable. It seems beyond comprehension. Not enrolling seven, but doing it within such a compressed period of time. Seems like chewing your fingers off. And I'm going to let you in on a secret. Well, if you listen to me very much, it's probably not a secret at all, because the number one comment I get most from people is this question. Are you selling anything? You don't pitch anything. And I don't mind selling at all. I love selling, and I'm a student of selling, but there's a huge qualifier here. When it comes to selling myself, I hate it. I hate it. The business side of me understands and embraces the art because I've done it all my life successfully. But a decade ago, when I hung my shingle out as a solopreneur, as what they say in the UK, an advice giver, where I was the product, I was the service, it suddenly became very daunting, personal. And so when I wrote down 14 days to seven people, it just seemed like I might as well challenge myself to go into my backyard, build a rocket to go to Mars. But the more I thought about it, the more it dawned on me, you know, I bet I would find a way. Like looking for a three-year-old little girl. Whatever fear held me back or would have held me back, gone. Gone, didn't matter. Now, here's the mental exercise that I went through. I added a big pressure point on this whole thing, right? Keeping this movie scene in mind, I added this pressure. I imagined that this bad man, this very same bad man, is threatening my family. He's not threatening me. And I asked myself, what if he challenged me to enroll 7 small business owners in 14 days or he would kill my family? True confession. In less than 14 days, I'd launch. In less than 14 days, I would launch with 7 small business owners in the first group of the Peer Advantage. I would do whatever it took. Nothing reasonable, nothing unreasonable would prevent me from doing it. I admit it. And I also admit I don't fully understand it. I don't fully understand the fear that is, but I know it's real. And I'm not fearful to have conversations. I love having conversations with business people. The fear that this man had in trying to chew off his fingers was real. It didn't matter that it was illogical compared to being killed. Fear challenges the number one ingredient that we all need for achievement and success. And here it is, willingness. It's less about conquering fear as it is moving forward in spite of the fear. In other words, the lesson today, do it anyway. So here goes. Are you a small business owner? Do you see any value in being part of a group of 7 business owners who can come together with safety, security, compassion, no judgment, to help each other dive deeper into these kinds of things that hold us back? Do you crave a safe space where we can openly share things like I just shared with you about myself? A place where the only goal is to help us figure things out faster, so you can take your business and your life to new heights of success? Then I want you to call my cell phone. Get ready. I'm going to give it to you. I want you to call my cell phone if that resonates with you. 214-682-2467. 214-682-2467. Call my cell phone. And when I answer, just say the Peer Advantage. And I've got a special surprise for you. Just say the Peer Advantage and we'll go ahead and have our conversation. Now, go pay the price. The good news is you're going to survive no matter what, because what you're afraid of and what I'm afraid of isn't a matter of life and death. Oh, it can be a matter of success and failure, but it's not a matter of life and death. Call me and I'll help you. Remember, just say the Peer Advantage. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Happy August. Let's get to it, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.